This is Daguerreotypes, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 702, entitled, When Biconscious Masculist Boyfriends Start Confronting Their Monoconscious Feminist Girlfriends. Description. This flyer presents a fictitious dialogue between a male feminist boyfriend of a monoconscious feminist girlfriend, as he becomes increasingly bioconscious due to his study of masculist and MGTOW ideas. He confronts his monoconscious girlfriend, which causes a breakup between them, as she absolutely refuses to become a female masculist, and he can't tolerate her hypocritical, bigoted monoconsciousness. And the flyer itself. When biconscious masculist boyfriends start confronting their monoconscious feminist girlfriends. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. Masculists have a very effective strategy to force monoconscious feminists to become biconscious, brackets, that is, by learning some masculism. And that is by targeting the men in these women's lives, by teaching these men masculism, so that these men become bioconscious and hence start seeing the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends as hypocritical, bigoted, and then start feeling disgusted with their feminist girlfriends' monoconsciousness and dump them. This flyer presents a fictitious dialogue between a bioconscious-ing male feminist boyfriend and his monoconscious feminist girlfriend. This flyer is written to make monoconscious feminists who have monoconscious male feminist boyfriends aware that if they, that is the girlfriends, don't become bioconscious, in brackets, by learning some masculism, faster, capital letters, than their monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, then these women will risk being in a situation in which the boyfriend becomes bioconscious before she does. So he starts seeing her monoconscious feminism as hypocritical, as bigoted, so that he becomes disgusted with her to the point that he starts wondering why he has a relationship with such a bigoted hypocrite and then decides to dump her. When millions of monoconscious feminists are dumped and then see their ex-boyfriends taking up new relationships with bioconscious feminists, that will motivate these monoconscious feminists powerfully to become bioconscious themselves. Hopefully, the dialogue below will make monoconscious feminists more aware of the awful problem they will face if they don't become bioconscious faster than their male feminist boyfriends. F, that's feminist girlfriend, in female voice.
You've been rather quiet the past few days, rather withdrawn. Are you okay?
M, that's male feminist boyfriend. I've been watching a lot of MGTOW and masculist videos lately, and they're making me think. F, looking rather alarmed.
I've heard of them vaguely. They are misogynist groups, aren't they? Why are you watching such stuff? I thought you said you were a male feminist. You know I'm a feminist, so why would you watch so much of that material? I'm not happy.
M. I'm finding their arguments very persuasive. For example, the masculists are saying that women oppress men worse than vice versa, and hence feminists are actually hypocrites when they lash out at men in public for the ways that men oppress women. For example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. But the masculists are saying that women's gender crimes against men are far worse. F, looking more alarmed, with flashes of fear appearing on her face.
That sounds ridiculous to me. I've been a feminist most of my life. I've learned about how men oppress women and am angry, as you know, against non-male feminist men for their gender crimes against women. I have a relationship with you because you are a male feminist and can see that men oppress women.
M. What I'm learning is that gender oppression is a two-way street. And in fact, women oppress men even worse with what the masculists call the big three. That is, the worst three ways that women oppress men, namely manslavery, divorce rape, and forced fathering. The arguments of the masculists are causing me to reassess my gender politics. F, with genuine fear and anger in her eyes.
I find what you're saying deeply threatening. It goes against my deeply held beliefs that men oppress women, which is something I've believed nearly all my life. And now you're telling me that the reverse is more the case?
M. Yes, that's what the masculists are saying, that women oppress men worse than vice versa. The masculists say they are abolitionists and have a hatred of gender criminal women who commit the big three. F. Stiffening and looking very angry at her boyfriend.
If you keep going down this path, then I will start questioning my relationship with you and, worst case, might break up with you, since as a feminist, I can't tolerate a man who is misogynistic enough to be influenced by these masculist ideas.
M. That's why I've been rather quiet lately, rather withdrawn, as you say, since I'm finding these masculist arguments very persuasive. I don't want to be a manslave to a woman. You earn half of what I earn. I don't want to be divorce raped in the feminist-controlled divorce courts and lose custody of my kids and be forced to pay half my wealth and stuff to you if we divorce. I'm angry at the idea that you women have the MARA, that's maternity rejection right, aka abortion right. So you have the legislative right to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin your life, but I as a man have no para. So you could force me, if you choose, to pay for a kid you tricked me into having by, for example, lying to me about taking the pill when you're not, or even worse, if you have a kid with another man and force me to pay for it, even though the kid is not mine. If... both fearful and very angry.
My God, you're really into this stuff. Well, if you stay this way, there's no way I could continue to have a relationship with you, since to me, masculists and MGTOWs are the enemies of the feminists. So it'd be impossible for me as a feminist to have a relationship with the enemy. I would just leave you.
M. Looking sad and thoughtful. That's what I thought you would say, which is why I've been quiet and thoughtful lately. I'm becoming increasingly conscious that the more I become sympathetic towards masculine and MGTOW ideas, the more likely it is that our relationship will end, since you are not at all open to masculine ideas. I'm starting to see you as rather hypocritical and bigoted. Your hypocrisy is based on ignorance, since you know nothing about masculist ideas. So for you, gender oppression is a one-way street. The only gender politics you know is feminist. And feminism preaches to women and to society that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors. So of course, women see men as gender oppressors. F. Panicking.
Jesus Christ! You've been converted into this stuff. I can't tolerate living with such a man. If you can't convince me that you have rejected this misogynistic propaganda, then I will break up with you pretty soon.
M. I've been thinking hard lately about how the big three are, how true the big three are, and am convinced that what the masculists are saying, that is, that women oppress men worse, is actually true and is something I can't deny. So I've been reconciling myself to the idea that our relationship will end since you will refuse to become a female masculist. You've been too brainwashed by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, that it will be impossible for you, too much of a cognitive dissonant experience for you, to adjust your thinking to become bi-conscious, that is, to have both your feminist and your masculist consciousnesses raised. Increasingly, I see you and all monoconscious feminists as hypocrites, since these women preach to society that men are the oppressors of women, when in reality, the reverse is more the case.
F. Okay, that's enough. This relationship is over. I don't want to live with a misogynistic man. You have become the enemy in my eyes, and I can't live with that. To stay sane, I have to have a man who is a male feminist, not a man who thinks women oppress men worse than vice versa.
M. That's what I thought you would say, so I've been preparing myself psychologically for a breakup. Masculist arguments are very persuasive. Most women see men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies. You women divorce rape men in the feminist-controlled divorce courts. You force men into unwanted pregnancy, paternity. These are horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. I'm disappointed that you seem incapable of sympathizing with masculist thinking, and that makes me look down on you. I see you increasingly as a hypocrite, as a bigot. You appear to be quite callous towards men's gender issues, and that makes you very unattractive to me. I want to have a relationship with a female masculist who is bi-conscious, who sees that gender oppression is a two-way street, who can put herself into the shoes of a gender-oppressed man who is forced to suffer by women's gender oppression of men. F.
God, you're dead serious. I can tell you now, there's no way in hell that I become a female masculist. I'm a feminist who has a hatred of gender criminal men who rape women, beat women domestically, who sexually harass women, etc. I hate such men and could not tolerate living with a man who thinks such gender crimes against women committed by men are less serious than your big three.
M. You truly are a bigot. The masculist label women like you MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, and punish such women by totally ignoring them. The more monoconscious you paint yourself, the more unattractive you become in my eyes. So yes, I too want out of this relationship. You're not a female masculist. You're too dogmatic for me, too mentally inflexible, unable to put yourself into the shoes of an oppressed man. How would you like to be manslaved, divorced, raped, force-fathered, etc.? You're callous towards men's gender issues, so I'll start looking for another woman who is a lot more female masculist, who is sympathetic towards men and more opposed to the horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes that women commit against men. So this is goodbye. Have a nice life and take your stuff out of my apartment. I don't want to see your face again. F.
If that's your true position, then I will pack up and leave now. I'm shocked how suddenly this all blew up, but I can see in your face that you are serious about this. So you too have a nice life.
Dash, dash, dash. 6 months later. The dumped monoconscious feminist is still monoconscious and has now a new boyfriend who is strictly a monoconscious male feminist who agrees with the feminist opinions of his girlfriend. The dumped
bi-conscious masculist, has spent a lot of time absorbing maskers and MGTOW ideas on the internet, on the manosphere, and has started a new relationship with a bi-conscious woman. He went on several dates with different women, asking them if they were bi-conscious. Half of them hadn't a clue what he was talking about, so he dumped them and restricted himself to those women who were sympathetic to maskist ideas, who became female maskists. He now has a new relationship with a woman who bothered to study maskist and MGTOW ideas and found them to make a lot of sense. Dash, dash, dash. As the above dialogue takes place in millions of cases, monoconscious feminists will be increasingly dumped for remaining monoconscious, for remaining callous towards the gender oppression that women commit against men. They will pay a very heavy price, especially when they see that their ex-boyfriends are now have relationships with bi-conscious women. As most men become influenced by maskers and MGTOW ideas, women will come under tremendous moral pressure to learn maskers' ideas or risk being dumped the way the monoconscious feminist above was. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Maskus tab for 700 plus Maskus essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - Do we create our exterminators? Question mark. Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind. Again, for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on